Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. China's State Administration for Market Regulation issued a $2.8 billion fine against Alibaba for antitrust violations, finding the company prevented merchants from selling goods on other shopping platforms. Outside of the fine, Alibaba must stop the practice and submit compliance reports every 3 years. Microsoft intends to acquire the cloud and AI software and services company Nuance for $19.7 billion, its second largest acquisition, expected to close by the end of 2021. The two companies formed a strategic partnership in 2019 to deliver ambient clinical intelligence technologies and have worked to integrate Nuance's Dragon Medical platform into Azure services. Google and Apple blocked an update to the NHS COVID-19 contact tracing app, which would have prompted users to upload logs of venue check-ins if they tested positive for the virus. The terms of Google and Apple's exposure notification API used by the NHS app states that apps must not share location data from the user's device with the public health authority, Apple, or Google. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple is in the early stages of developing an Apple TV set-top box with an integrated HomePod speaker and a camera. The company is also in the early stages of developing a high-end speaker with a touchscreen and camera, although it's unclear if Apple will ship either product. Hyundai said Friday it will suspend production for 2 days starting on Monday at its Asan plant in South Korea because of a chip shortage that includes supply conditions for semiconductor parts for powertrain control units, mirroring similar shutdowns at its Ulsan plant from April 7th through the 14th. The Asan factory makes 300,000 vehicles each year, including Sonata and Grandeur sedans. A White House budget proposal calls on Congress to approve $150 million to fund two new manufacturing programs, one of which would target semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. President Biden's previously proposed infrastructure package also includes over $50 billion in investments into domestic semiconductor production. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell said his social media site Frank will launch on April 20th. Lindell announced plans to launch the site in March, described as a combination of Twitter and YouTube. Topps will launch its first NFT-based baseball card collection, 2021 Topps Series 1 Baseball NFT, on April 20th. The MLB-approved cards will include themed animated backdrops and 3D team cubes and use the Wax blockchain. Bloomberg sources say the Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing confidentially filed with the U.S. SEC for an IPO. The IPO could reportedly value the company between $70 and $100 billion. Intel subsidiary Mobileye plans to launch a full-scale, fully driverless delivery service by 2023, run in partnership with the self-driving delivery startup YouDelve. The service will use a new cabinless vehicle called the Transporter, with Mobileye and YouDev planning to produce 35,000 Transporters between 2023 and 2028. Verizon, working with the Consumer Product Safety Commission, will recall 2.5 million hotspot devices after an investigation found the device's lithium-ion batteries could overheat and pose fire and burn hazards. The models in question, which differ depending on consumer prepaid or postpaid plans, are the Ellipsis Jetpack mobile hotspot models MHS-900L, MHS-900LS, and MHS-900LPP, imported by Franklin Wireless and sold between April 2017 and March of this year. Logitech announced it will no longer manufacture Harmony remotes, although support and software updates will continue, including adding new supported devices. The company said it doesn't see the move impacting current customers and plans to keep service running as long as customers are using it. The search provider DuckDuckGo will block Google's proposed third-party cookie alternative, Federated Learning of Cohorts, or Flock, in its search engine and Chrome extension. DuckDuckGo expressed concern that Google is automatically opting Chrome users into tracking with Flock. A SQL database containing 1.3 million scraped Clubhouse user records was made publicly available online, with Clubhouse saying this was not the result of a breach, but rather publicly available data pulled from its API. A security researcher for CyberNews found that anyone with a Clubhouse token can query the entire body of public Clubhouse user profile information, and it seems that token does not expire. Google will end support for the Google Shopping apps on Android and iOS, with Google advising users to switch to the web app. The mobile clients will continue to work through June. And finally, XDA developers found a new heads-up feature in the code for the beta version of Android's digital well-being service, which shows notifications like Stay Alert and Look Up when using a device while walking. The feature hasn't been rolled out officially to users, but XDA developers found the feature is nearly fully functional. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.